us up to this up. That's given the guiding topic of the title of this is up. Before I finish the topic, leave the topic of food today and begin the next topic, which we'll discuss the class of alone and also. Here, both sides, let's class her again. The Torah of the Gemara at Bilash Shisha Elyon is the place where the Mitzvah tremendous machlok, double machlok, the Gemara of the Rosh. Going to the Shitas HaRosh, the Maskonis HaGemara, you can put it any way you want, in the top third, Bila, and perhaps you can even make it with the Evet. Rambam says no, it has to be off the top of the top, and it has to be in the top third. Big dispute between Poskim, what about the Evet? Push it this way, push it that way. Obviously it's not push it. That's the only thing to say. Everyone does this push in different directions. The answer is not push it. Right. Well, you understand that. It's interesting, the Yerushalmi is when things get heated up. But the Yerushalmi throws in a new concept of it has to be connected to say false of Shalom. I just want to talk about it a little bit more today. Chaim Kanievsky says in his Parsha Sidura of the Sefer Mezuzah, how can that be? Zadid Daraisa, Shlish Elyon, Gova, how can you play games with this connected to Sefer? So he wants to say, well, it must be that it's not Ma'akev, what's the Rabbanon? So there's some wiggle room connected to Sefer. But the Rambam, he says, push it. The old less the Shlish is no good with the Daraisa, not push it, he says. Even the Shach, he reads a little differently. So then he says, Rambam, you're very good. You won't find any shoulders in the Rambam. No shoulders in the Rambam. Never mention the word. Not there. He has a hat to be the Shlish Elyon, and that's all. Finish. Shema Gemara. That's what he said. Not everyone agree with that. Fine. Avnei is alumnus. We have on the Chumas Avnei, we have it in the Rodea. Alumnus. He said, you know, Mordechai said, this is too high, you can't see it. How high is high? So some said 20 amos. Avnei says it's 4 or 5 amos. We'll get to the details as we go. He says, Pshat like this. If you can't see it, it's too high. How high is high? It's hard to say. Whatever it is, it's, say it's worked.
It worked. That is just a good job of getting all change.
Okay. Ali was nice enough to make some copies of a particular page of the Shulchan Aruch. People should have in front of them when we look inside the creature. This is the page. In this edition, the nice clear edition. Sinai Reish Pei Tes spans 3 pages. I got the middle page, which has most of it. Not every single bit, but most of it. Actually, the line that we read yesterday that we tumbled about, Reb Chaim tumbled about, is right here. Let's look at it. I'm not sure what's up. If you got it on the page, you got the Tulis HaKesem? The very bottom. Came in there. You have it?
Yeah.
The critical line we read twice and she yesterday. Oseos Mathimos. It's the last two lines on the right side. Bahash Dana Hosi Nami Shapit or Kosav Rambam Lahedya. Din Kaval of Matam is Epsula. The Ibi, so then before it could be Rish Rashi, even Tosis. The Shmuel Hosi Lafkina the Mata. And Ken Iker Dina the Shmuel. Lokos of Rambam the Farish, Elevashmos, Elevadik in the Parishes, can't even draw that Rambam. What does that mean? So, everybody except for Mordechai in this room agreed with the Nachaleshko, and read it's Kapshuto. I think it's Kapshuto, the words of the Nikuris Akesa. That he means to say that less, even though the Shnish might be kosher. And Rambam read it differently. He says, no. The same way. And then the Gemara is only implicit, so the Rambam is also implicit. Okay. The Mila of the other shot is we get out of the question, no one came to answer. I gave you 24 hours to answer the question, no one came forward. Which is, According to this chat, Rama explained a little bit higher, a few lines above. As he found the klaf, shenetul tnei shekama me'ashon. Not like Rashi tells us. Now, arachoka means that if he agrees you need arachoka from that korat tefach, which is a chashash arachoka, ka'ama shmul, the mitzvah zelanech, b'tchila shlish, shu arachoka l'siyor, l'zeh, sheyich l'amal mitev. So, in other words, in order to prevent it from doing the top tefach, we make go out to the beginning of the top third. So the question was raised, wait a minute. To make a mistake on top, you gotta be Polish. Just take your fist and measure what to do. But to make a mistake on the bottom, you can be Yiddish to make a mistake on the bottom. Because I mean, it's hard to measure exactly where the third is. Not so simple. So make a siyor for that. See, if you learn that the way the Oil of Lump shot in the last line, that's what it's for the Evan Kosher, less below beneath the one third line, good. So like a prime, it's Kosher, it's Fakir, it's bad. Why is there no siyor in that direction? That kind of shit. So, but no one came forward to answer. You have an answer? Bad answer? We'll take a bad answer.
Maybe when the Debbie quoted the Yagur of Allah, you have a tap off the way.
Yeah.
So maybe that's only by the Tfilah Shlosh HaEliyon, where there is like Yav Shlosh Samson, so you have a tap off. But by the tap, where it's Yav Shlosh Samson, because it's just very easy, you just measure a tap off.
Shoot, is that so bad? Not so bad. You don't pay the council the big bucks for nothing. What do you say? Sven, since we said that we have the one third law in your mind. It's one third, good. What we saw before, that as long as it starts within the temple above, so you're okay. So presumably the guy's not going to be such a wise guy, but he'll go down to there. He'll measure a temple above, and he'll start the temple above, and this way, the temple the leeway is probably not going to make a goof. Although we've seen goof. Okay, but yeah. But on the top, he'll take his bed, put it right around, and he'll think, oh, for sure, it's beneath the top tefach. But maybe his tefach is bigger than most for him, but you know, he'll, the average tefach, you know? That's what you're saying. Not good. You have better terms?
I don't have better terms, but I just wasn't sure why I mentioned this earlier yesterday. It didn't seem like such a strong question, but is that the ideal place to put it? And who says that you should have a hard hunger from it?
All right. Okay. Good. Okay. If you can't help, that's the ideal place. Take your chances. Well, maybe between the combination of both the roots of campus counselors.
Oh, you
have no fear it'll be colorful this year. That's what I was thinking last time. If you're everybody together, we have a. Okay. Very good. Not bad. Okay. Rabbi Sai, let's now continue in this very important topic of the preferred height of the mezuzah. Comes out of the end of the love the shavar. You know, the third mark, that's a very good mark. Whatever reason, that's not particular in the third mezuzah. The third. What happens? You can't see it. It's 20 feet off. Not 20 off. 20 feet off. You can't see it. So what are you going to do? Put it 13 and whatever it is. You know, we got to crane the neck. You're not going to see a CLC so high. What's the matter? The basketball hoop is 10 feet off. Approximately this place. Okay. So you add another three feet. I don't know how high the backboard is. I'm not booking that to the looks. But once it gets a little higher than that, you have to look up. You're not going to see it when you walk straight. You always lose the look so far up. You look straight. Right? So you won't catch it necessarily. All right, here's the locus. In order to avoid that bad circumstance, Chazal Matake, let's treat, listen to this now, let's treat the person's height, as the height of the Pesach, as far as he's concerned. We're to personalize it. A door is a door is a door, right? No, it's Reuven's door, it's Shimon's door, it's a regular door, too high. Okay. How do we want to be brisk? Instead of the gaba and the chefza, and then the gaba, the chefza is too high. So we'll imagine with the gaba. The guy walks through, so we'll personalize the door. We all walk through the same door, but it's Reuven's, it's Shimon's. One is 6 feet five, and one is 5 feet five, and everyone in between. Okay, so everyone has a different way to measure. We'll see some of that really is true. but maybe we'll have to average the personalization. In any event, so you take the individual, the individual's height, and you put it by the shoulders. Rabbi said, look, you don't want to put it on the very top. The same way as the very top tefach would be no good. So too, I mean, the head is more than tefach, I would hope, but it's still, you want to knock it down a bit, so you put it next to your shoulders. So should you say this should be, I guess, the unit above the shoulders of the head? So they took, which should be lower than the head, by the shoulders. We'll see, the discussion is the top of the shoulders, bottom of the shoulders, put like this. So this way, that's a suggestion of the Abba, very interesting suggestion of the Abba. Now the question becomes on both sides. Halacha l'maaseh, what do we do? So, you know, the Shulchan Aruch himself, in discussing this issue, says, you don't have the previous page. The previous page says, "B'tchila Hashlisha Elyon Gova, Gova Hashar." It's quoted in the Rambam. The top one is Shulchan Aruch. "Kovel Amala Mizeh Kshem." "Hu Shiarchi Kena Me'amashkov Tefach." That's all. Not a word. What about the shoulder difference? Where did we make shoulders? Shoulders didn't make the cut. What do you find anything about shoulders? No. Nothing here. Nothing in Rambam. Nothing in the Mechaber. Nothing in Ramah. Struck out. Let me start seeing a little bit in the other post, people start talking about shoulders. Okay? Take a look at the Shach. See the Shach first. And he quoted the Poskim that Chepesach Gavoa Harbe, as the Mordechai, we saw yesterday, and Nichena connected Seifa. Avalola Malamit Seifa, finish a low year also. Because of Ha'atah. Who's the Atah? Does anyone know who the Atah is?
Lavush.
Atah is up. Right? Lavush was Rav Mordechai Yaffa, who wrote Sforum every Chedah of Shulchan Aruch. Based on the pasuk which we say in the Megillah, one of the yotz b'tnei amelah, v'vush malchus. That's where the word v'vush comes. There's a more of a yotz. Tchelet v'chur. That's an orachai. Aterazov gedol. Aterazov yodeya. What's that? Tachet v'utz v'agoma. Yovin Ezra. The ir shusha. Tzal v'samecha. So the choshed v'shpet. It's always called the ayin shir. The ir shusha. Also the v'vush. That's what the Russian takes. Okay. The Taz also quotes this. The Taz begins on the previous page. It's a cotton gimbal, which is just a Dibra Vasa, Gova Shar. The Chsiv Kshar and Muxaf. Top one. It came out of that one, you had it? Another copy?
Top one.
Top one, okay. Mak Shiren and Begova Mamish, Lamala, Absir, Shirley, Hart, Temple, Amash, the Chatil. If you have a cut, you're going to fuck up Lamala. It's just. This is not going to be good even to the end. Okay, we're not going into the Achori Adela stuff, because we spoke about it yesterday. The last time the polygons there, I told you yesterday that the Kudas HaKesef couldn't believe it. The Enival Aramba, Muka Yosef, Pligi, Vice Yosef, Muka Yosef, whatever. We said it, Hashem disagreed, not only that, this is just a review of what we saw a couple days ago. Fine. If a Gavoa Harbe and Lazarus are Mazuta Gavoa Mixaper, does Enna near the Enna of the Kisha Gitsia? Look at this unbelievable line. The Smat the Dover near Lee. Posit Ulvinyamin Amar, who bank safe on Shochet. What? The horror of Sha'arzo Yishkon Labeta, Tfei Bishar Otsos. Ilubishar, Enash Rasa Shmina, Elabimaka Mizuzan. Shehi bank safe on Shalada. Albinyamin, Hofet Olaf Kalayom Ulvad, the bank safe on Shochet. Wow. Sadu Pshat. Hasidish of Shalom. I never would have said such a Pshat. But the Taz said so. But the question becomes, when the Taz quotes this Yerushalmi, what does he mean? Does he mean to rely upon it only in the case when it's Eina Nira Leina? That's how he starts off, or Mordechai. Or Stakachat. And he quotes the Smach Ladab, and he has an impression that in every case it should always be the Bank Seif of Shoch, it should always be head shoulder height. It's not completely clear. on a simple level, Rabbi Osai, it's hard to imagine that should really be and show the height all the time. Because, what do you say? Near the ayin, the average person looks up and then it's supposed to come up a con. The behema ain't of the battle. Oh, the behema of the battle. That doesn't mean it's this. You're driving, they say aim high, drive high, you're supposed to look high. Look down, look a little bit up. So it's hard to imagine it should always be at shoulder height, no matter what it is, no matter. It doesn't sound right. So even though some of the Lashonis indicate that way, the Pashtus, it's doesn't seem to really be true. There are possible say that way, but most don't agree. Most don't agree. Okay, most don't agree. Now, whose shoulder? So in the Sefer Mikdash Ma'at, which I have over here, well, maybe it should depend on the shear of the people, of the shoulder of the man who lives there. Maybe. I think it's going to reject that. That's just something maybe. Really, we follow average height. Average height. Average height. When you get an impression, you follow average. Don't average. Why should we follow average? Take a look over here. Right next door in the shop. Mashkoto Yemin Hanifnas, the Sid Basil and Haina Derek Biyasa. Ustam Adam Okar Kara Yemin Operation. Look at your mother's here. The Abbe will eat there. Mikomakom Akarov Bene Abayas Azlina. Open their bias with an impression. What everybody to the left, you know, friends and families. Everybody's to the left. Take a look in the shach. The shach says, "Lo gavel it's filin." Ita meniach b'yimin shall call adam. Okay, to that it's a shem. Shani mezuzah davin the shemah kol b'nei bias. Hashem it's filin davin the day of who day. It's goes to shem what. Benira says the shach. Shach hey. Do I did him echad the vado davin bias who eat there. Only one person lives there, studio apartment, a lefty. Hosha Kobane Abayatrim, a lefty marries a lefty, all the kids are lefties. Doesn't make a difference. Still in the right side. So Dabat Philan Che Mitzushabagufo, Kakazina Bossa Yemindi Day, Hashem and Bezuda, the Inner Kobas Abayas, the Kakazina Bossa Yemin shall call other. I don't know, shall cook the Mashas Poskin, Ben Kobane Abayatrim, although. Even though there are some who indicate to the country, the same way as it comes to righty left, you follow the majority. So, the majority will call the average person compared to the majority is a righty. So, too, when it comes to the height, when it follows the majority, the rabbi side, how much is that? What's the majority of shoulder height? The average shoulder height. So in the Sefer Ogre Golefa, the average shoulder height counts as a thick metric. When you have one of those automatic converters, you know, it's 1.4 to 1.45 meters. What's that? I think it's approximately 56 and 58 inches. It's approximately shoulder height. In other words, a bit less than 5 feet. Because you figure out the average person, the cheshbon of Chazal, how much the head is above the shoulders. It's the average person. Well, I don't know. What's the average? 5 foot 6? I don't know. What's
in the world, or?
I don't know. Your country, the world, men, women, I'm not talking about children, grown people, you know, women are half the world, you understand that? And I don't see, I'll say the average person is a man. That would not be good. So, if you count them, I think they're significantly shorter, not on average.
I think in the U.S., average man height is just under 5'10", and average woman height is around 5'4". So.
All right, so split the difference. 5'7". There you go. That's about 67 inches, approximately. And there's a cheshbon at the shoulders, the head is 1.6 of the size. It's tomorrow. So, we told them they have to knock down another, take that 10 inches or something like that. So it's 57 inches. I'm giving approximations, okay? Rav Moshe has it in his shoes. Who knows where? Nothing to do with mezuzah. Mechitza, very good. There's a whole bunch of mechitza has to be above the shoulders. It should be able to socialize. His own unique shita. That nothing to do with seeing. He writes there it should be 60 inches. Then he started to go, all right, in a pinch, 58. It's amazing, the Shuvah Shuvah Moshe. You read the whole series there. The pressure was about a bat in the 60s. Oh, wow. Take my piece. So Moshe kept, you know, giving in a little more. Whatever. So that's where you'll find these average heights if you want to look at it. Interesting. Various. Okay. Fine. What's the shear of Dalai Lamas? You saw Dalai Lamas, there's a halakh shear that we said before, I mean, it's the least Dalai Lamas. Right, it's 1.8 meters. The smallest possible shear. 6 feet. But right. There, 18 inches is the smallest possible shear. So it's that high, should leave it there. Leave it there. So therefore, as long as the door is less than 9 feet high, to the lintel, you put it at the 6 foot mark. Versailles, for those few of us who live in apartment houses, you're not going to find a ceiling more than 9 feet high. Many live in Manhattan, there's huge caverns, palaces. But where I live, Simple Riverdale, the apartment houses, the ceiling I think is average, typically 8.5 feet high. Am I correct? Ceiling. We get to the door. Oh, you live in Manhattan. This house in Manhattan is palatial. Okay. All right. So if you want to get right home, and you know, right home, pull home, and you ask mom and dad, do me a favor, you measure to the ceiling first of all, and measure to the highest lintel maximum in the house. My guess, I'm not sure if your ceiling would be 9 feet high or some of those places, certain communities, where there are ceilings, but the we won't mention the names, But I'm guessing that in most situations, the tip in a normal door like this, the lintel's not going to be more than 9 feet high. So I'm guessing. So you're home free. You do it in the, you know, just at 6 feet. And at 6 feet, you can see it already. That's what he says. Fine. What happens if you don't like this minimalist? You're a chazanishnik. What's 4 feet high? What's 4 hours high?
8 feet.
So then you have it, even a 12-foot mashkev, it still would be okay. 8 feet. And it seems to me, I want to pass it against him, 8 feet. Remember, Avnei Nezer, who's a source, said, Dalet Ohei Amos. 8 feet is 96 inches, correct? If I'm not mistaken. If you look carefully, Rav Chaim, no, it doesn't ever said 18. It's a 19.2. A little multiplication. So I'm willing to go up to that high. Until 8 feet, it seems to me, as long as your lintel is less than 12 feet off the floor, you should still go at the 1/3, 2/3 form. Can you really? Yes, sir.
We said that we're getting the Shita of Dalet Amos from Hezekiah. Yeah. Okay. Isn't that very hard to say that? Because Hezekiah is to avoid them seeing the people on the other side, so you're seeing it at a different angle.
True.
Just to see it in
first true. Place. It's true. Everything you're saying is true. True. It's a source. It seems to me there's another portion on both sides that you can see. If you look straight ahead, you can see up to 8 feet off. Because if you're looking straight ahead, you can see basically everything almost to the ceiling. How tall is the ceiling over here? How high would one? You measured the door, but what was it to what?
The door was 81 inches.
81 inches is how many feet?
6 feet.
Almost 79. No. It's a little more than 8 feet till the ceiling over here. Right? More than a foot on top of that. You can see without really looking up. See what it says, Kesset Torah. Now I'm cutting out, I'm looking up. Seems to me till 8 feet should be okay. Yes?
Yeah, but doesn't it depend on how far away you are?
Obviously. Obviously.
So what's the limit by a mezuzah?
No, you approach a mezuzah. You approach the door. Obviously, if you're 50 feet away from the door, you won't see the door of the mezuzah. It's a little speck. When you get close enough, they can see, oh, there's a mezuzah. That's the minimum. And that's, I don't know, 10 feet away. I don't know, 20 feet away. Depends on what your eyesight is.
But if I'm standing in the door and it's...
In the door. High. You can't see anything. Once you're in the door, you missed the boat already. You passed it. You know, oh, I passed the Camp Arash HaSar. I better go back. You're too late. Can't do it. Fine. We'll get to all these other details. Let's leave it the way it is. Fine. Now, Rabosa. Let's take a look at the Rashi. Very important Rashi. Betchilas Shlish Ha'Elyon. Yibdo, the Rashi Lama Gimel Ma'al. Yibdo, the Lamato Shnei Shlishe Ha'Pesach. What do you mean two-thirds of the Pesach? Who wants to translate the word Pesach? Opening. Why is that significant, Rav Osai? Why is that significant? Yes?
I think it was the Beis Yosef said that Pesach is without a door.
The word Pesach doesn't indicate the door, but it also doesn't necessarily indicate door post. It's an opening. This is a serious halakha question. Very serious. It's not the Xerox. It's a Pischei Tshuva. It's in the Reish Pei Vav Sifkotan Yud. Makes the following statement. What will happen if you have a mezuzah towards the end of you? Hey, Magia Ramashko. Doesn't get to the top. So he says if it's 10 tefachim high, that low doorpost, if you will, Osana mezuzah, but Osa mezuzah. You put the word between two things over. You put the clap on that post. If it's not 10 tefachim, then not. Then you put it in the wider area. Who has an apartment in Washington Heights? Who lives in the one? I want to talk about these things. They have many apartments in the Heights. You go into the kitchen, for example, they have a narrow, it narrows when you walk into the kitchen. It comes like around this size. More than 10 foot. 10 foot is about 3 feet. And the average kitchen of 10 foot is 3.6. Rambushes. Sheer. That's what we use for our Arab. Which reminds me, if I want to volunteer for the Arab, speak to the council. For the Arab, for the Shabbos. Okay? So, let's say it's 3 feet high, and as we said before, the ceiling is on the very top, which is, let's say, 8 feet high. Now, chilash l'shalin of what? The Pesachet Shuvah says that the whole thing is 10 feet, 3 feet high. What? He's talking about a doorpost that's four and a half or less. How can I walk in? It seems clear from the Pesachet Shuvah that it's enough to be in the top third of the post. You don't need the top third of the opening. You with me? Say. Now, either word Pesach. Apparently, we view the Pesach, which has doorposts at its sides, as the Pesach of this purpose. After we put into the words. Now, in my house, in one of the rooms, there is a metal frame, but the top, I would say, foot and a half or two, is closed. There's a it's made from metal or it's made from wood. Just close. You can't get through. If you were very, very tall, you bang your head. You can't get through. I don't know what I'm talking about. You ever seen these kinds of doors? Eretz Yisrael is very common. No one knows what I'm talking about. You have a door. So the frame itself was this the same as where was it? It was 6 foot.
Nine.
Okay. Mine is. The top foot is just closed. There's a piece of metal or wood going across, and you just can't get through. There's a frame, but you can't get through. No problem. Still, think about it. When you're in Eretz Yisrael, you saw these kinds of things. That it's very common. How do you measure? Do you measure from the metal frame on top, or do you measure from the place where you can walk through? The whole pilpul about it in the various poskim, and the conclusion of most is that you should do in the top third of the lower surface. Beautiful pictures of the same Ogav Olecha, which is very common in Eretz Yisrael, where that lower, where that piece that goes down, does not go down to the entire width of the door frame. So the door frame is, let's say, 3 inches wide, and the piece that comes down and prevents it from going through is only an inch and a half wide. So the question is going to become, everyone follow what I'm saying so far? So you want to put the mezuzah on the, let's say it's 1 inch. So you want to make it even better. It's 4 inches wide, the frame, and I think it goes down is only on the innermost inch. So the outside 3 inches go way to the top. So if you try to go through, you bang your head. At the fourth inch, should we say, since you want to put the some of the shusarab in that particular area, it goes up, let's say just throw out a number, 9 feet. Just throw out a number. Okay? And then it cuts down over there, let's say to 7.5 feet on the last step. Now what do you do? Should we say, put it further in, because you want to be at the better to leave it the numbers, because you want to be at the top third over there, or you want to move out, and it's out, you have to worry about the top third, the top mashkof, or the bottom mashkof. A whole arichas talks about these very common shahs in particular in Eretz Yisrael. He said, you know what? Look at Beis Knesses Agra and Shari Chesed. Who's ever been there? Who's ever been there? But more importantly, who else used to go there every single day? Zalman went there, Baran went there, and you look there, exactly what happens, right there. Next time you go, take a look. There's one of those doors, and the mezuzah on the outside of the area, that was further out than that thing that comes down, and yet, it's only at the one-third mark of the lower one, even though in its particular spot it's an higher one. Doesn't matter, he says, you can't go through, so it's as if that's not there. Atkan, the same Ogur Bolef, if you want to look it up. It's in Perig Yud Beis, Siv Kotten, Lamed Dal, and Lamed He. So he talks about it. Fine. Good. This is Rabosai, but I want to discuss as far as the height of the mezuzah is concerned. And I want to begin the next sugi, Mesiyat HaShemayah, with the sugi of Tase Velo Min HaOsu. It's interesting. The first time we see this in a Rashi, before that you see ever see it in the Gemara. The Gemara has an aplam of Gimel and Aleph. Omrav Nachman Toli Dashi Veresha. What does that mean? The word. So Rashi says, Hamed Hasipa Vibinyan Tchila. First, put the doorpost in the building. Then attach the cloth to that doorpost. The garmina mitzitzis. The ksid batase below manosu. It doesn't say tata. No. If I say Torah, it doesn't say below manosu. The ksid batase. What does it say? But also that mitzitzis. Right? Below manosu. We have time to get the little mitzitzis. We'll discuss it at great length. The e kavana tfila mezuzah. You first take the nail and put the nail, the cloth, into that doorpost. V'hodar hasipa v'vinyan. Then you take the doorpost and you bang it into the wall. Havalei osui ha-mezuzah kodem shetomo lidei mitzvah. In other words, the doing. What is the doing? What doing is doing? The doing, says Rashi, is the affixing of the cloth to the doorpost, but that's done already before it comes to a mitzvah. That's what's called tasa, below min ha'osu, it's no good. So says Rashi, says Tosfos. So the dash of Rashi. Pish kekuntris, hamid ha'sitrik techila, shim lokena v'tasa, below min ha'osu. V'kosha, nahav le'lenema chavad sipi v'resha. You should use a different language. V'yo, l'kamon ha'vel estuyeh. We'll get to that in a minute, and that's why we'll give them a base. So Tosfos is a different shot than Rashi. Big question. Does Tosfos agree with Rashi? Does Tosfos argue with Rashi? They have a different shot, maybe true. Doesn't mean argue necessarily. So before we look inside to see that, let us turn the page Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. See the Gemara Tosfos confirmed. Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. The Gemara had enough Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis Tana. About halfway down the narrow lines. Hamid Lamal Ben Shalkanen Koltesh Shvot Peres Umenicha. These are hard words for us to translate because we're not carpenters here. We'll read what Rashi says. Mal Ben Shalkanen Shlomotza Mezuzos Eitz. Didn't have any wood. Vos Atzuros Pesel Shalkanen. Reeds. Not extra reeds, but that's what he's using. Okay. Fine. Okay. Malbeinu mezuzah asap. Okay, fine. Choteh, says Rashi. Chaticha me'echad akonet shem chalubim v'yitin ha-mezuzah v'osa v'okom chatach. You can place the mezuzah. Very neat. It's a reed. You put the mezuzah in one of the crevices, if you will, of the reed that is, in effect, forming the Konami Khan. Very beautiful. Beautiful. Very nice. You don't have to bother with nails. It's very convenient. Omer Abach Abre the Rav, Allah Shonu Ela, Shehem Edul Vesov, Fatah V'Yinicha. First, you put up the entire doorpost with these reeds. Then you made a little incision and put the mezuzah inside. Aval Chotah V'Yinicha. I have the reed. Now it's easy. It's on the table. I have the reed on the table. I make an incision. I put it in the mezuzah. It was so heavy. Then I put the whole thing up on the. I create this doorpost with these reeds, and it's prepared. Can you imagine that? Everybody has a murder convenient. Zero. Only one problem. Sula. Why? Taseh v'lom min ha'osu. Oh boy. Rashi. Hakotah b'shofaras v'niach mezuzah b'sofa v'yachakach hemid ha'albeh b'tzida lo shumtaseh v'lo min ha'osu. Here's where it says the shas ha'taseh v'lo min ha'osu applies to mezuzah. Fine. So now we have to go back to our original question. Because Tosfos, when Tosfos rejects Rashi on Amud Aleph, rejecting his din or just rejecting his pshat in the Gemara? So the Beis Yosef writes as follows. There's a Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham says, quotes Rashi, Hikshla Bala Tosfos, because for the Kshera. Why? I have my Tosfos. You have yours? The Girsa? Says the Beis Yosef, what? The Ein Dvarim Nechonim, the Be'olam Lo Ola Al Das Balei Tosfos, V'lo Al Das Shum Odom. Since Omer Rishon, Lahashir, the Behed Yeposter of Acha Berei Dravo. What are you talking about? It's a Mefurush Gemara. Tasa V'lo Min Osui. Rabbi Yerucham, in fact, he quoted the Gemara on Beis. Lo nechdu l'kosa al-Rashi v'ahi d'resh l'lusa on Beis el-yina pirush l'yina din g'lele ploye mamash. How do you explain to Rabbi Yerucham? So it's impossible. So when I saw this kasha on the following thought. Rabosai, in the case of Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, before he formed this doorpost from 100 reeds, I don't know how many reeds, 10 reeds, not a carpet. Before he formed this this doorpost from all those reeds, there was no doorpost. If there was no doorpost, so when at the moment that he sliced the reed, put in the mezuzah in a little crevice, there was simply no obligation whatsoever. There was no obligation whatsoever. I'll tell me there was some kind of, there had to be some kind of opening. That's an opening. Okay? So, one of two things. Either the opening, we'll see later, was jagged and does not suffice to require mezuzah if you would put in a doorpost. Or there was some kind of an angle, there was no lift, or whatever it was. The kids in there, there was no obligation of mezuzah up to the point that he took a bunch of reeds and he affixed them at that point in the building. There was no obligation. So no obligation whatsoever. What did you do? You put the mezuzah in the reed at the time when there was no obligation whatsoever to put a mezuzah in that area. That's the psul, Rav Mosai, of taseh velo min ha'os. Finish. No. Fine. An omen aleph, not completely clear. An omen aleph, totally dash of reisha. What's he doing over here? He has a piece of wood, and on this piece of wood, he's going to put the mezuzah. So Rashi says, instead of taking the wood, putting the mezuzah on it, let's use nails. Instead of knocking the mezuzah into the wood, and then knocking the wood into the doorpost, instead of doing that, do fakir. Knock the wood into the doorpost, and then put the clock nail in. Fine. It's possible, I'm saying pshat in this Rabbeinu Yerucham, that in this particular case, in Amin Aleph, there was previously a Tzura Sapesa. Take a look over here. Can't Morasha. We're not the most advanced technological society. Just by looking, you can see the different colors of the wood. Okay, you see? When this building was built 100 years ago, I don't think it's an exaggeration, they had the brown, the dark brown. Okay? And I don't know the whole camp history, why things changed. There really was no door, and they put an air conditioner, they put in a door. The obviously, it's a different color, right? Much lighter wood. I can say ages. That before that was there, it was a mezuzah there. Elamai, it was instead of me, that didn't exist. It was a little bit further out. Just take this case. Let's say you wanted to save an effort, so when you put this new bread, you had the carpenter, John, give me that piece of wood over there. And I take the wood, and knock the mezuzah. It's easier with thumbtack, right? Easier with thumbtack with gravity. I'll put some thumbtacks, push it in there. And now you can knock the whole thing in. From any room to its kosher. That's not tasa lo ben asur. There was an obligation to put in a mezuzah there long before that piece of wood was while still on the tree. 100 years before. What's wrong with my Jews then? 30 years before they, 20 years before they put that in. There was an obligation to put the mezuzah, and it was there 20 years before, on the other wood, on the dark black brown wood. Now you want to put a door in, on my whole doorpost? Wash that bit of a little bit also. Yeah.
Did Gemara say that the rishonim was building his house at the time?
Well, again, the question is, what's the particular case? We can argue, because it's only my argument, that the reason why it would be good according to Rabbeinu Yerucham is because where there was economy kind already, and now you have to put another piece of wood, the same way they put this light wood on top of the dark wood. It happened in Morashak, it happened in this house too. It's possible. And you put an air conditioning. I don't know what was happening in the architecture. This, because the different step stages in the construction. That's what I thought. Guess what? I looked a little bit in this great sefer, Ogur Ba'olecha, and I saw it talks about this a little bit. Fascinating. Baruch Shekivati, I don't know if this is chat, this is Rabbeinu Yerucham, but the whole concept he talks about is in Perek Tes Zayin. beginning, first they have to say. Talk about this very thing. Chiber es a mezuzah lekona oroch sherag lemagiyin tov gimel tzvach of the car. Take a mezuzah, you knock it into a piece of wood which goes all the way down to the with the level of the ground. V'chibra miyachad mitzuras ha-pesa. And you take the whole thing, you knock it into a pre-existing tzuras ha-pesa. Av sha-pesa for a snayet. My bar, right? Lo yotza. And the Bali says, Sara Bir, Amai Psula, Vareyesh Kak, Bia, the Mizuzah, the Pesach, the Pesach, the Pesach, the Lavalo Nido, as a Konara, Kinar Tik, Shal Yoga, the Karma, the Shabu, the Pesach. So I take a small little, what they call a shape, a little plastic cup, which is 6 inches. I'll take a piece of wood, which goes at 6 feet. Yeah.
But when you put the wood, when you put the mezuzah on the wood becomes part of the actual.
So therefore, what?
So therefore, it's possible not to. It didn't become.
No, yeah. But there was an obligation to put the mezuzah there before you even started with this wood. Hold on. Well, here he took almost briskly shines. Almost. Well, on the starboard, she came and she nikbo kvar bekana or of nifsala. Because you put on a long 6 foot. Piece of wood is possible. Sharei chalos psul. I like that. Vizeh shechibu lekona. Chalos psul. Chalos psul. You attach to 6 feet as opposed to 1 foot. It's a difference. V'rak chaser b'kviya gishalom nasis b'shas hiv. V'kema shebishas hivu l'tuz ha-pesach yesh n'kviya shebishas hiv b'yach z'shat z'uz ha-pesach amai psula. Oh! That's exactly why I wanted to say the corner of any roof of its kosher. Rav Shekivani to his kasher. He asks, why is it possible? I said, any roof of all time is kosher. In this particular case, not the same as Amit Beis. Amit Beis, there was no tzuras ha-pesach when he attacked, put this, sliced the reed and put the little clap inside. That's his kasher. Almost stuck. Can he doesn't know what to do? Well, Uchsavtem, the passage Uchsavtem was Zos Peser of Mishareth. I'm going to come to that. I'm just reading what he says. Neva lekova b'mezuzah z'pesach. The word Uchsavtem means to affix it to the doorpost. When I grew up, they told me Uchsavtem means to write. Where's this coming from? Yeah.
Welcome.
Gemara
said that you're not supposed to make the
bracha
when you're writing,
but only when you put it in the bracha. Very good. So the writing is done. It's like the Gemara mitzvah. Yeah. But he's trying to stick it into the words of uksav. That's the problem. Uksav, then now the Kabbalah is saying, what is that in the words? Uksav, then al. So you know what I would do? Take a pen and write it on the doorpost. Is that true? Where does he find the words lekova and the word of sachta? Be patient. I was taught a long time ago that people are supposed to be boki and chumash. Everyone was boki and chumash. Now, it does say, though, it's supposed to be shnaimik and vechatarim. It's supposed to be boki and vechatarim. Who's a maspid? Who's a, with a capital L, who's a maspid? No maspid? No one with a maspid. You're the only one? You're a maspid.
You're a maspid. Danny is.
Oh, you're a maspid.
They call it Smith now.
You got the M. Okay, well, what's Smith here? He's not a Smith because he doesn't know the Targum Opus. I tell my Talmidim, I'm not such a Masmid. But I do Chumash and Rashi. All my Talmidim know, Chumash and Rashi, they have to know. I'm making a Targum, most people don't understand Aramaic at all. But it's not supposed to know Targum. I'm going to turn on him, why he's not answering my question. But we'll come.
Summer Parshas. No test.
No test in Summer Parshas?
I don't know why you.
So what? Should we attempt to come back? She will come. Tava. What is Tava? The what? Oh. The I looked at the I looked at Shverash. I have a new another gold mine aside from the Ogre whatever. The Besifta Gemara. Oh. Besifta Gemara. Oh. That Biyure Rashi. I figured I'll look it up. What are the words Tava? What do they mean? So the Besifta Gemara says it means. Say. It means. Kshasipin Einam Kuvun Bivinyan Einam Chayav Bemezuzah. In other words, the Asiya is the Chibur of the Mezuzah to the Psir. The question is, what kind of Chalos Psul is there, as we said before? So you have to say that Uchsafta means to fix it to the doorpost. Not enough, we said before, to make a doorpost into a post into a mezuzah pesach. Where does it say? Both say. V'asu lahem tzitzis. So let's see. Chag ha'sukas tassel l'chol. We also have other place of tassel also. Where does this asiyah fit? What's this uksafta? So what's this uksafta? So, open. If you have a chumash, open your chumash on both sides of the pasuk. We say every day, "Uksafta lam usjos beisach v'sherem." Pashas nos chana. We'll get to it in camp, Mr. Shem. Pashas nos chana. Says Tag of Uplus. Uksafta lam usjos beisach v'sherem. By Dvarim Perek Vav Pasuk Tes. V'tichtevunun al mezuzyan. Look at that. He threw in an extra verb which is not explicit in the Torah of Sarah. Repeat again. And there's a word, it's a sort of a parenthesis in the Torah. It's not explicit. But as I don't understand it. He added a word. So he adds words here. What's this? Uklus is upset. Literary license over here. So the Uklus says there's no other way to read it. It's the Gemara you said before. It says in the Flamadal. You don't write it on the rocks. You don't write it. You have to write it on a piece of paper. Okay. Clash. Parchment. But how does the parchment get to the doorpost? Only one way. Bang it in. So although the word bang it in is not found in Farish, in the Chavisha Chumshe Torah, in Lashon Kodesh, but in Aramaic it is found. There's no other way to read the words. So I'm saying in Yiddish, the Tasa of Elohim and us, not only the Torah should have said his Tasa, but even if Uklus it affects his Tasa, there's no other way to say to read the word straight, you all say Tasa of Elohim and us. That's my truth. It's an Uklus.
And then we did. We learned that from Tzitzis, in which case, why would it be necessary?
To also learn Tzitzis.
I'm saying that we said we've learned that from
Yeah, well, when it comes to Tzitzis, it's a more famous din of Tassel. But also, the same din applies over here. That's what it's saying. Well, you can say, there it's explicit, here it's implicit, there it also is a professional Kosovo Kumbish, here it's only a Targum. Whatever you want to say, along those lines. That's what I would say, Pshat, based on this Rashi, basically on the Targum. That's what I understand it. There's no other way to read the Pasuk. It's a Rashi from the Chadish. If you put it in the Mezuzah, and then you attach the Mezuzah to the Sipei Abayis, it's Kosovo. Which is the chiddush we said before, and according to the Rambam, and then Tosaf one of many Aruch would not be possible because the original bang is nothing. It's like banging into a little shape, which is 6 inches, 6 feet. For the sake of completeness, this Tali Dasha Bereisha, Tosaf Pshat. It's basically called Heckard Seer. A sugya we're going to get to a great, great length. After we finish the sugya, the siyata d'shmai, maybe tomorrow, okay? And the Rambam has even a different shot. The Rambam's shot can be found, or both. I just look for a minute in the rush, please. And the siman ches. Rambam got his finish nifta, we mentioned once before, from our Gemara. What's in the Rambam's out? Very well. Shein avayis chayv mezuzah ashi yelo glosses. Lodadim in Oliho. Lavashman of the Tura El Pisne Shamoi. Let's butikra. So that's Mishak. We'll get to that. Have a peasant also that will cause the Matsina Shadala Siaki. The Shamoi of a forage. For the Omele Arna. When the Reish Gelusa. Kali Dasha Bereisha Lomar. She'en Abayas Chavim Mishuzo. Hachi Yamed Lod Lossus. Lishn the Talmud of Lod Mashmachi. I had a tzir ma'isa, look at the parisha, the first pshat. Guess what? The Rosh was mechavet at the Rambam. Mamash mechavet at the Rambam. The Rambam, in fact, said it. Look at the Madan de Yotav. Sivkotin Reish. That the Rambam also was ma'isa. The Chachman and Lodil asked the Rambam, where did he get it from? Did he get it from? Where did I get it from? I'm a Furush in Gemara. Says, if it means Be'secha, which a Recha means, it has to have a door. What do you feel? Like Rav Nachman of Reish Gelu, the four billion of Pesach Shloim Lod Losses, right? What does he mean? Laniach of Mezuzah Shoksav of Mezuzah the Pesach, the Makach Yamad Lod Losses. The Rav Nachman Tilmo Dabezeh. Amalei Talidasha Bereisho. Amalei Talidasha Oho Elo Dash Koloma. Afal Pishal Ksiva of Mezuzah Himunachas. Ein Manichon Os Ashet Tamon Adelis. Shem Chiva Lebe Mezuzah Shashar Moshe Biyarno Lebe Mezuzah Biyalma has to have a shower which has to have a dust. So yes, in this Shubha Lechachmin O'Neil, the Rambam says exactly as the Rosh suspected that it's derived from this Gemara according to his interpretation. The three Pshat, Rashi's Pshat, Pasha Lebe Nosri, Tosu's Pshat, Heketir, and the Rambam's Pshat, you have to have a duel. Okay, Rabosai? This is the summation of this Sugya. We'll stop here. Messiah of the Shemaya, tomorrow we'll continue with some other interesting parts of Tase below Min HaMasui, and then we'll hopefully get the Sugya Heketir as well.